This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for tuning in on the mothership 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, the flag, and of course KTGO, the flag west, out there in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, Stanley, Watford City, Williston. You know where I'm talking about, the heart of the Bakken. Great things happening out there. KLTC and Dickinson as well, or the iHeartMedia app. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you on What's on Your Mind. Later this hour, Kelly Armstrong will join us, Republican candidate for the House in North Dakota. He and Tom Campbell and a handful of others vying for the nomination at the Republican convention coming up here in a couple of weeks. If I don't get to it today, remind me, we do have a little analysis that the listener requested for a comparison between Heidi Heitkamp's laugh and Hillary Clinton's laugh. And I have to admit, I didn't catch it. I had not caught it to this date, but they are eerily similar. So we will have some comparison at some point. I don't know if we'll make that today or not. Right now, we want to welcome to the program a good friend, former senator from Pennsylvania. We're going to talk a little bit about that recent House race there. We're going to talk about November for Republicans and his visit to Concordia College April 10th, Moorhead, Minnesota, the one and only Rick Santorum back with us on the program. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Hennen. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, by golly. Good to hear your voice again and get
great.
Caught up. And
great
it's
to be
good...
back talking to my friends in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Exactly right. And also very good news that you're coming to see us on Tuesday, April 10th, 8 p.m., Concordia College. I love it. Thank you.
I am really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. I hope to obviously spend some time up in Moorhead, but also run around a little bit in North Dakota and see some of my friends there, too.
The event is sponsored by the Young Americas Foundation, and we talked earlier to the president of the Concordia College chapter of Young Americas for Freedom. I said, what is your biggest goal with this? Why do you want Mr. Santorum to come to campus? What kind of a goal do you have? And he said, I just want us to get to a point where we can have civil conversations, even though we may disagree. Is civility hard to find these days, you think, Rick?
Well, just the opportunity to speak. I've been to several college campuses and have been, people have tried to shout me down. They've stood up and really in the first, few rows of the audience and stood up and screamed at me the entire hour and a half of the talk. Chanting, doing, sort of the same old left Saul Alinsky kind of stuff to shut people down, but, they don't realize who they're dealing with. So I just keep going and take the opportunity to invite them into a civil dialogue. And what I found is that, if you're willing to just stand up and go through the noise, and they do create a lot of noise, I found it probably the most dramatic was at Cornell, where that happened. They had about 25 students and a crowd of about 450 kids. And by the end, the folks who were sort of there who were not necessarily agreeing with me came up at the end and apologized, said, you were the reasonable one. Now we understand tolerance better. We understand, the point that you're making. So in a sense, if that happens, and I don't know if it will happen in Concordia or not, it actually makes the point that, in today's world, it's the intolerance of the left and the inability for them to actually engage in a dialogue, a reasoned dialogue on what's best for the country.
What's that all about? What is happening that, kids today on a college campus would think it's okay to literally yell and scream and shut down someone that just has a different viewpoint?
There are two things I think that's going on. Number one is the absence of reason. I don't think young people are taught, particularly in our educational system, They're not taught the value of actually, you know, objective facts, reason, and sort of working through an issue that way. It's all emotional. It's how you feel. It's how the other person feels. And so if it's reduced to sort of, I'm offended by this, or this is wrong because it makes somebody feel bad, not because it's objectively right or objectively wrong. It's just that it makes someone feel bad if you hold this point of view. Then you're reduced to emotional responses, because there is no reason response. There is no argument that you're making other than the fact that you know, you obviously must be a bad person because you're hurting this person, and you must be a bigot or you must be a hater. And so it's reduced to everything is taken as a personal affront because it's an emotional discussion as opposed to a rational one. And we separate the individual who holds the opinion from the opinions or actions that that person is engaged in.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to watch. It's ridiculous. And as you say, it's probably most prevalent on college campuses. I don't think that'll happen at Concordia, and I hope it doesn't. But
well, in 2 days after I go to Concordia on the 12th, I go to Berkeley. I'm speaking to Cal Berkeley on Concordia, we'll wait and see. I'll be able to judge in April, you know, which college is dropped off the deep end further, Cal Berkeley or Concordia.
Are you bringing security with you to Berkeley? I think that might be a good thing to...
I think that they are planning to have security for me, yeah.
Yeah, it really doesn't, this doesn't make much
sense
at all.
It's sad, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
it really is sad. This is and I will, you know, I give credit to the university administration. They have been very cooperative. They say that they want other voices. They're embarrassed. I think they really are embarrassed by the actions of some on the campus there that, you know, a liberal institution should be willing to engage in the battle of ideas. And I spend most of the time at my talk. I mean, yeah, I do give a talk, but I try not to talk more than 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and then leave an hour or so for questions. And frankly, you know, I'm not leaving till the next morning. I'll stay and talk to the students for as long as they want, until the room is available, and take as many questions as people have. Because I think it's the more you can engage and have a real discussion and answer, listen and answer people's questions and allow them, as I do, to follow up with a follow up if I didn't explain it well enough, that to me is what's missing on the campuses these days, and so we're going to bring it.
By the way, this will be Tuesday, April 10th, 8 p.m.
Yeah,
it is at the Concordia College. It is sponsored by a group that is on campus and active right now, Concordia College chapter of the Young Americans for Freedom. And in addition to students, who obviously will be given first priority, community members will be able to do that as well and attend. So it's open to the general public. So keep listening for more details on exactly that, but plan on attending if you can. Again, 8 p.m.
I would
Tuesday,
love to see a big crowd there, and I love to see folks who don't agree with me come and let's talk it out. Let's let everybody see what the arguments are, and people make their decisions.
Hillary Clinton was in India recently and made some horrific comments about why she thought she lost. But it really, to me, confirms sort of the playbook of the Democratic Party these days, and that's identity politics. Do you think that's what's driving some of this on the campus, too, that the left is really just driven by identity politics right now?
Actually, I was on another college campus, just off campus. A couple of weeks ago in Michigan, I was actually spoke at a program sponsored by Michigan State, and the program is a leadership program that trains both Republicans and Democrats, nonpartisan, in politics and communications and things like that, to sort of prepare people for running for office someday in Michigan. They have term limits there, so they're always in need of new candidates running for office. And the director of that program wrote a book. And the basic nut of the book is that the Republicans are a party of ideology, and the Democrats are a party of interest groups. And that it's driven by, as you mentioned, interest groups driven by identity politics. It is all about making sure, this is why immigration is such a big issue, why the Democrats don't want to solve this issue, is because they rely on being able to drive a wedge between the rest of America and the Hispanic population and drive out Hispanic turnout and drive up their percentage of that vote by casting Republicans as bigots. Why? Because Democrats will never agree to anything reasonable because they don't want to lose the issue because it undermines their ability to be able to mine this particular interest group. And the same thing on the left when it comes to the African-American community. I mean, you thought that Barack Obama would be a transformative and transitional figure in American history, and he was anything but, because he used his presidency to continue to polarize, to continue to drive. They believe that demographics are on their side, that the country is becoming more black and brown, and over time they will be able to win elections by holding on to these two interest groups and the white liberal elites in the cities and suburbs. This is their plan, and it's all about divide and conquer. It's not about doing what's in the best interest of America.
Rick Santorum with us on What's on Your Mind. We'll take a short break, come back and talk a little bit about what happened in that Pennsylvania House race. Everybody is analyzing that one way or another. Rick obviously spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania, from Pennsylvania. We'll find out what his take is on that. Also have a text question as well, and others welcome. 800-228-0550 with your questions. We'll continue.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm with Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're looking at saunas today, and I'll tell you what, these saunas are flying out the door. What's going on?
Yeah, I think as we're waking up to the realization that this is pretty doggone good for you. The University of Finland, for example, just did a 20-year study on men that use the sauna four times a week, reduced their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. Mayo Clinic's all over this. Not to mention your other great wellness attributes of a sauna, like increased circulation, sweating out toxins, lowering blood pressure, losing weight, burning calories, all those great things that a little box of wood with a heater does it.
Use it year-round, easy to set up?
You will use it year-round because it's an addicting thing. Because it releases the natural endorphins, you get that kind of runner's high. You want to use it every day, and you will use it every day, and you'll be better because of it.
Great financing, great savings. In fact, you use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the saunas, on the patio furniture, on the endless pool fitness system. And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, too.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Mind chatting with Rick Santorum. He's headed this way. He'll be at Concordia College on campus. Mark it on your calendars, April 10th, 8 p.m. here for the Concordia College chapter of the Young Americans for Freedom. It's open to the public, so anybody can attend. Students right now got an email, I guess, early this morning with details, and so they'll get first dibs at seats, and then they'll continue to offer seats to the general public. So plan to take that in, mark it on your calendars. Questions or comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. So let's talk about Pennsylvania 18 a little bit. Everybody had an opinion on what that meant and what exactly happened there. Is that any kind of a bellwether? I mean, can that be a bellwether, just knowing how much money was spent? You know, it doesn't seem like your typical, house race. Am I wrong?
Well, it's a bellwether in this regard. If there's an open seat, or if you have a Republican who maybe has been there one term and doesn't have a real established name, I would be very, very nervous. If I were running an open seat this year, even particularly a suburban open seat, that'd be a big concern for me. There's no question that Donald Trump, and I said this on CNN the night of the election, I'll say it again and again and again, Donald Trump's behavior in office, like this weekend and his rampage against the special counsel, is very unsettling to suburban voters, and particularly moderate Republicans, number one. And number two, it is extremely, it makes your base Democratic voter go off the charts. And so he energizes the Democratic base, and he depresses the Republican vote. Not the base, but the vote. And so that combination is not a good combination in an off-year election where a lot of people don't show up to vote. And so what we saw in the Virginia governor's race, you're seeing everywhere. Democrats are voting in much higher numbers. Why? It's not because of Trump's policies. It really isn't. I mean, Trump's policies are by and large working on the economy. They're working internationally. If he had focused his time and attention on actually the success of his policies and what he's been doing, but he doesn't. He focuses on his personal insecurity instead of the national insecurity. And that's the problem. It's too much about him, and it's too focused on that. And that is going to be a big issue come election day unless he's able to change that.
So what would you do if you're on a ticket somewhere? What in response to what you just described, all right, let's acknowledge, like him or don't like him, Donald Trump energizes Democratic base, that there are some nervous Nellies in the mushy middle, in the Republican base,
and independents
that don't like the fighter spirit of Donald Trump, which, by the way, the base loves. Absolutely loves, and we hear from them every day. But it is what it is. You just described the landscape as it exists. So how do you respond to it?
Well, if you're a Republican, I would say there's things you can do individually as a candidate, and then there's things collectively the Congress can do. And I think the most important collectively what the Congress can do is actually deliver on the principal thing that got most of them elected, and that they have abandoned. In fact, they're in the process right now, believe it or not. This week, they're in the process of debating whether to, and the Wall Street Journal had their lead editorial about this today, on whether to bail out Obamacare, which is just a remarkable thing. They're talking about putting $30 to $50 billion to bail out the Affordable Care Act because it's failing. And so instead of repealing and replace what they promised to do, they have given up on that. Both House and Senate leaders have said, we are not going to deal with any repeal and replace. You know, we failed. We got to run on tax cuts. We can't try to fix health care. It's too hard. And so they've given up. And worse yet, they're now bailing out the system. And if my opinion, if that happens, they will lose this election. We will lose the Congress. The Democrats will control. There's no way that Obamacare will be repealed. If we lose the presidency in 2020, Obamacare's here for good. Until we replace it with single payer, because that's what every Democrat's going to be running on. So we have a chance, I believe, to do something to actually replace Obamacare and change the fortunes of the Republican Party. But we have the leaders of our party who are absolutely hell bent against it.
Is there some polling that suggests that's playing well? I mean, is that part of what's going on in Pennsylvania? I mean, the Democratic convention in North Dakota was this past weekend. Heidi Heitkamp didn't have much in the way of competition, but she was endorsed. But in all of her, rhetoric and her speech and in her brief media interviews after, she's doubling down on Obamacare. She's doubling down on it, not running from it. Why would they? I mean, do they see something there? I mean, you're saying Republicans are going soft on it. talking about bailing it out. The Democrats are doubling it down. What do they see?
Well, I'm surprised that she's doubling down. She's not doing what most Democrats are doing. What most Democrats are doing is they're abandoning Obamacare, and they are throwing all in with single payer. They're basically saying Medicare for all. We're going to undermine the Medicare system by throwing everybody in the Medicare system and making everything a sort of a government pay program. That's where every Democratic candidate for president is going. I'm surprised that the Senator Heitkamp is not going in that direction. Democrats are abandoning Obamacare. Republicans are saving it. That's the scenario right now, which is pretty remarkable.
Interesting. Texter wants to know your opinion on Heidi Heitkamp voting in favor of the Pain Capable Act. I don't know if you've seen the famous high five she did with Chuck Schumer literally seconds after the vote, but this continues to be something that North Dakotans are talking about. In a tough re-election battle, does that surprise you?
Did she voted against the Pain Capable Act?
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, my feeling is that the Democratic Party, and you saw it in the special election, the Democratic Party has a litmus test, and if you don't support that litmus test, and the most important litmus test for the Democratic Party to hold the left together is abortion, and a close second is marriage. If you are not in line, Conor Lamb was a situation that was really interesting. He said he was personally pro-life, talked about, you know, this, you know, that abortions are bad and everything, but, you know, I begrudgingly, you know, he's pro-choice. The left didn't fund him. They wouldn't tolerate someone who actually had to apologize for them. So I'm not surprised that if you're a Democratic senator and you want support, then she's going to need it. I mean, you're going to run in North Dakota. There's going to be all sorts of national money in there. As you know, these are very expensive races, and she needs the big dollars. She needs to toe the line on the most important issue to the left.
Minute left. What should Republicans do? You've outlined it, you know, in a fighter spirit to take this on and make this their issue. I know Graham Cassidy was rather popular last time around. Our governor was very much behind it, as was Congressman Cramer, which essentially gave a lot of block grant flexibility to the states. Is that the answer this time?
Absolutely. And we've been working since since Graham Cassidy failed, we have been working with the Heritage Foundation and other think tank groups in putting together a bill we call the Patient Freedom and Choice Act. You can go on our website, patriotvoices.com, and you can get more information about it. We're actually mounting a campaign right now to talk to your congressman and senator and saying, don't vote for a bailout. Let's come back. Let's put a new version, which we've been working on, and it's a grassroots version. We've got 70 grassroots groups involved in this. We put together a bill. I have a meeting this afternoon with Senator Graham, Senator Cassidy, Senator Lee, Senator Cruz, and Senator Johnson, and we're trying to get the final touches on this bill together. We're ready. We're going to be ready to go in about a month or so with a brand
new
bill, and it's ready. We're ready to take it on.
Let's have that conversation. PatriotVoices.com if you want to know more about it. Rex Santorum, we'll see you in a few days. Glad you're coming to Concordia College April 10th. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Leading Voices on Biblical Family Values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. Call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here. Good morning, Todd and Scott. I'm a devoted Christian with a different point of view from you, Scott. During my law enforcement career spanning from the 70s to early 90s, I've encountered some very dangerous people in society. I've looked into the eyes of a serial killer suspected of 25 deaths across the country and saw pure evil. There are other top-tier drug dealers who are just as evil and responsible for even more deaths in our communities across the nation. You incarcerate these monsters, and they are just as dangerous inside prison to other inmates as well as correctional staff. The best form of earthly justice is to put these monsters to death, says Jerry in an email. Another texter says, don't call them drug dealers. They are undocumented pharmacists. Again, I'll go back to wanting to get a better definition of the teaching of, in my case, knowing where the Catholic Church's teaching is on this, because I think that again, the intrinsic evil we talked about earlier, that refers to the death penalty in the eyes of the Church is an intrinsic evil. In other words, committing it, putting someone to death, that you're doing something as bad as they did. It's the same thing, by the way, on abortion. It's the same thing on abortion. For Catholics who are in public office to support abortion, the Church says you just committed an intrinsic evil equal to the act of abortion. Now, obviously, you can repent at some point. You can ask for forgiveness, but doing it, that's what you're doing. In the case of the death penalty, it's not an intrinsic evil when there are extreme circumstances involved, such as self-defense or public endangerment. So define that. It may be what this emailer or caller is saying. Or I guess sent an email talking about incarcerating. So I don't know. It's good dialogue, good discussion we've had today, and we'll dig into that for sure. Kelly Armstrong is here. Kelly is a Republican candidate for the nomination for U.S. House race. The Republican convention is coming up less than 3 weeks, Grand Forks, and he joins us now to chat about the race and how things are going. Take your questions or comments at 258-0550. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd at 226-8503. Kelly, how are you?
Great. Happy first day of spring and happy National Egg Day, and it's snowing in Dickinson, which is not great for the first day of spring, but it's really good for farmers and ranchers because we need the moisture out here.
Well, thank you. I've tweeted some stuff out about National Egg Day, but we didn't say anything on the air yet, so that's a first. Thank you. We should remember that, and also ditto on the first day of spring. As you say, it didn't exactly feel like it in some places, but we seem to be turning the corner here.
Absolutely. For us, last year, farmers and ranchers out in western North Dakota really got beat up by the drought. So any moisture is welcome. We'll deal with the mud and the mess as long as we get the moisture.
So you are in the mode of chatting with delegates leading up to the convention. Tell us a little bit about what is on their mind. What are you hearing about from delegates?
Well, one of the things is that's really, really heartening is how engaged everybody is. I mean, they care about the debt. They care about the debt. They care about immigration, and they just care about what's going on in D.C. right now and really working hard to make, taking a weekend out of their lives to come up to Grand Forks to make sure that we can send someone down to D.C. that can make a difference.
Yeah, you know, we've not really talked about that whole process, but that's no small sacrifice for folks because it's expensive, right? You're packing up and heading out and getting hotel rooms do delegates have to pay to be delegates too, Kelly?
Yeah, there's a delegate fee.
Delegate fee, so you got expenses and all of that. So that's no small thing. It's kind of a neat thing. You're there for all the key votes
I was kind of explaining it like a rowdy big family's Thanksgiving dinner. We're gonna fight. We're gonna, somebody's gonna spill the cranberry sauce on the carpet. All of those things. But when we walk out of that convention, we're united. We're all common towards one goal. Just like a family, they might fight with each other, but when they walk away from that kitchen table, nobody better mess with their cousin.
What stuck with you from the Democratic convention? What of those fights for the Democratic Party did you notice?
Well, what mostly stuck with me from the Democratic convention was the resolutions they passed. I mean, they were pro-abortion, anti-gun, anti-tax reform, pro-Obamacare. It's just it fascinates me that they say those things so publicly that are just against everything that North Dakota stands for.
It didn't get a lot of attention. There's a story on it in one of the newspapers, but that's a fair point. It's far out of the mainstream, the platform that came out of the Democratic Party for North Dakota, isn't it?
And Democrats in North Dakota, they like to market themselves as the moderate part of the Democratic Party. So I can't even imagine what happens in states where they market themselves as the liberal branch of the Democratic Party.
Max Schneider, in our conversation with him yesterday and some of the comments there, you get the sense that he's not going to take many pages out of that playbook, that he's going to moderate and really play to the middle, right?
Yeah, I've dealt with Mac for several years in the North Dakota legislature, and him and I have gone round and round many times, and I'm really happy, and I think the citizens in North Dakota are happy that he didn't win many of those fights.
If you ultimately win the nomination, your opponent in November is Max Schneider. Define that race for me. That's going to be a choice between what and what?
Well, it's going to be a race. I think it's going to be a race based on exactly the things we talked about. Do you want somebody who is pro-business, pro-economy, pro-ag, or do you want somebody that's going to fall lockstep with the Democrat liberal agenda?
And, we talked about this earlier because we talked about the Democratic Convention a little bit with our listeners and people, they notice, one listener texted in a comment that summed it up pretty good on how this is the Dorgan Conrad Pomeroy playbook, right? So it is vote the way you vote as a liberal Democrat, but come back and message that. So as the Republican, how do you expose that? People recognize it. They know it's happening. How do you, A, run against it, and B, tell people, hey, this is what's going on. This is say one thing here and do another thing there.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I think North Dakotans have caught on to that trick. There's a reason that our delegation, two of the three, are Republicans and not Democrats. And I think Heidi Heitkamp is living on borrowed time as well. But I think the first message we have to get across is once you vote for Nancy Pelosi for majority leader, it doesn't matter what your second vote is. You know, you've heard me say that about Heidi Heitkamp and Chuck Schumer. But, I mean, it's incredibly important because the agenda of the National Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives has nothing in it that is beneficial for North Dakota. The Trump agenda has proven to be incredibly beneficial for North Dakota, and we need to continue those policies. And what will happen is the Democrats would take control of the House is, you know, sound policies, good conservative policies will give way to partisan witch hunts and gotcha politics.
Interesting. Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, or text Todd or I, 367-2054 or 226-8503. A question I did not get to yesterday from Max Schneider, but I will do in follow-up interviews, is to drill down on his position, no pun intended, on the oil tax a little bit, because I remember that debate very well. In fact, I ran across some of the coverage that we had done on that and talked about it. And, you know, the interesting thing is the position that they were advocating for would have meant that the oil companies would have paid less. Yet they are critical of, ultimately, the reform that happened in the legislature on the oil tax. Bring us back to that debate and the differences, Kelly.
Yeah, and actually you hosted a Facebook debate against Max Schneider and myself when we were debating that very issue, so I encourage anybody who has a chance to go back and find that and watch it. The answer is simply that we would still be under the trigger right now if the Democrats had their way, and the state of North Dakota would have collected incredibly or just a ton less money in tax revenue, and actually we would be in an absolute budget crisis. And in exchange for regulatory and tax certainty, oil and gas companies and, I mean, the energy industry was willing to give up the trigger price. And the trigger was created in a time when we were trying to encourage exploration. Well, we all know that given the incredible success of the Bakken oil and gas field, exploration isn't really the issue anymore. What we need is regulatory and tax certainty, and that's the same thing we need in Washington, D.C., because that's how our ag businesses and our energy businesses and all our small businesses have the best opportunity to thrive.
So the head-scratcher for me when it comes to criticism of the oil tax reform is, you know, their big argument is then that Republicans sort of just, you know, exist to you know, benefit oil companies, but the policy that they advocated for would have meant a better deal for the oil companies, right?
Yeah, currently the tax rate is 10%. If the Democrats didn't have a bill, they didn't have a policy, they didn't have anything introduced in that legislative session. So, I mean, their lack of action, quite frankly, would have resulted in the tax being 5% instead of 10%. And that's the math. You can message things as well as you want, but at the end of the day, people understand the truth.
Danny and Moorhead, question for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Danny.
Yes, Kelly, I was wondering, President Trump promised that he wouldn't cut Social Security and Medicare and everything. Would you hold him to that promise?
I would, but I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think the answer to the Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security conversation is where can we trim money in their budgets where we don't affect the delivery of services? You know, one of the things I think that happens all the time in D.C. is these agency budgets and these employees grow, but they're administrative level employees and they're bureaucrats. They don't do anything to actually get the end service provided to the person who needs the service. What they do is increase the red tape and decrease the efficiency of delivering those services.
Danny, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And thanks for the answer. Short break. Back with more with Kelly Armstrong. We'll have a short segment when we come back. So if you have questions or comments, get them in now. 258-0550 on the phone or text 367-2054. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Callers who make the show go, Delta Constructors, help us celebrate our callers. One call does it all. Call Eric at 406-250-8151 if you're in the oil and gas business, because they'll get it done. And they're doing it for the big names in the business, every single day. DeltaConstructors.net or 406-250-8151. Also brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We're going to be at the Lignite Energy Council's conference coming up here. And it'll be here before you know it. April 4th through the 5th and the 2018 Lignite Energy Council Annual Meeting unlocking 800 years of energy. Isn't that something? Tommy Lahren, a political commentator, contributor on Fox News, host of Final Thoughts on the Fox News Insider, will be speaking on Wednesday. That is going to be great, and you can get tickets for that even if you're not in the industry. You can. So check that out at the Lignite Energy Council website, okay? And we'll see you there. Should be a lot of fun. More with Kelly Armstrong, Republican candidate for the U.S. House race. He is running against Tom Campbell, a handful of others for the House nomination in that race to replace the seat now held by Congressman Kevin Cramer, who, of course, is the candidate against Senator Heidi Heitkamp. A couple of texts, emails in here for you. Question on the pro-life issue, and we actually talked a little bit about this in the first hour because Donald Trump has announced that he would like to see the death penalty for drug dealers. Good idea, Kelly?
Well, one of the issues with the federal penalty or federal death penalty for drug dealers, I think first and foremost, when you get life in prison in federal court, that means life. There is no possibility of parole. It's always in a maximum security penitentiary. But one of the things we don't ever talk about, I think, because it is a spiritual issue and it's a big issue, but it's also an economic issue in the fact that for hiring court-appointed counsel and doing that, almost all of those cases are represented by public defenders. And the cost of executing somebody at the federal level is something like three or four times more than it is to incarcerate them for life in a maximum security prison. So that's also part of the conversation that we have to have. The deterrent effect and those types of things, I think it was actually George Carlin that said it at one time. Drug dealers aren't afraid to die. They kill each other in the streets every day. So we just need to think about all of those different things. But there are some really, really bad dudes out there that are costing us our youth and costing us our future through addiction and through death associated with addiction.
Have you ever voted against pro-life bills in the North Dakota legislature, says Sally?
No. At one point in time, there was a bill where we put personhood on the ballot and then tried to put it into law at the same time. So there were some mechanical issues of why you've done that. But no, and more importantly, I've served on the Judiciary Committee, so I've been in the trenches on these issues and fought for pro-life issues my entire time in the North Dakota legislature, and actually even before I got into politics.
Dave and Dickinson for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. Would you do anything to help stop the opium growing in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I mean, we have to stop the opium growing everywhere. And one of the things that has really come about with this is there's a weird interaction between the terrorists in Afghanistan and the Mexican drug cartels. And one of the simple ways we can do that is, one, secure the border, because we can cut off some of the flow of that coming into the United States, regardless of what happens in Afghanistan. But, yeah, the poppy fields in Afghanistan are a huge problem, and that's where the opioids and the heroin that we're getting often comes from, and we need to make sure and choke that off every way possible.
Well, it's being grown right outside the U.S. bases that are over there.
Yeah, the answer is I don't know why they don't go burn those fields and what is going on with that, but they need to get more aggressive about stopping that at its source, along with securing our border along the way. If we
look into the CIA's involvement in it, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Another emailer, Kelly. Many in the state have referred to you as North Dakota's Trey Gowdy. Can you bring that same level of tenacity to what will undoubtedly be a tough campaign against Max Schneider?
Absolutely. I've been accused of a lot of things in my life, but I don't think not working hard and not getting out there and aggressively advocating for the things that are important to North Dakotans has ever been one of them. I look forward to that debate. I think we're on the right side. Well, I know we're on the right side of that debate, and it's just a matter of getting out there and making sure that message is heard loud and clear.
Any last things you want to say to folks that are delegates that are heading for the convention in Grand Forks in a couple of weeks?
Not so much to delegates, because I'm trying to reach out to everyone, but if anybody is considering being a delegate, there are still open slots in almost every district across the state. So decisions are made by the people who show up. Please, 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 if you have any interest in this at all, it's incredibly important to the future of our country. Sign up, be a delegate, come down there, have fun, and let's see if we can send North Dakota values to Washington, D.C.
And it's safe to say there'll be a top-tier speaker yet to be announced that'll be there, probably somebody from the Trump family or, you know, high up in the administration, right?
Yeah, we'll have a top-tier speaker at convention.
Vice President Pence will be here just a few days before the convention, March 27th. And by the way, I have that link up going up again right now on Facebook. Todd, if you could share that as well. It's a free event. You just need to register. So I've been getting a lot of texts and emails about it. How do I go to this? How do I go to this? It's March 27th, 2 p.m. America First is holding a free rally that the vice president will be at. So that's what I have a link up for right now on our Facebook page. Check that out. Kelly, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell vying for the Republican nomination, and as I mentioned, a few others as well. But the decision for delegates will come down, in my mind, likely to these two. And then a question of whether there's a primary election or not, competition there, and then on to November. So this is going to be fascinating to watch. Lots going on. God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.